Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Walesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Auker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. Vallow moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Swift and he is out. Clift applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Siebert scores. Walesa moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Auker. Walesa moves to third. Suter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Walesa scores. Suter moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Walesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa misplays the ball. That's an error on Walesa. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Clift moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. McQuillan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. lobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Wolf covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive towards short. Walesa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 0 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-2, Browns. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-2 in the game. Auker hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Clift reaches second base with a double. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. McQuillan reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. It's 6-2, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Roger Wolf. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into right field. Lobs picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lobs. Krivic moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Vallo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Jack Knott now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 3 in the game. Auker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to second. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Clift moves to second. It's 7-2, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn bunts towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to third. McQuillan moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Castiglia pinch hits for Jack Knott. Jim Castiglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castiglia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Walesa hits a fly ball into right field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.